Can my friend on meth still go to heaven? The answer to that and other questions on Key Life.
If you think laughter isn't spiritual, or that faithfulness to God means conformity to Christian stereotypes, then this program probably isn't for you. But if you're looking for honest biblical answers to hard questions, then welcome to Key Life. Here's our host, author, and seminary professor Steve Brown, along with Pete Allinson from Forged Truth.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, as a matter of fact. And now better since you're here. So I'm doing
But we're not doing meth. We're not doing that.
No, we're not. I think maybe we're going to say it's possible to go to heaven, but you can't bring your pipe with you. But we'll see. Pete, as you know, comes in every week on Friday. We've been doing this for years and years, long before some of you have ever been born. And we spend time answering questions, and we'd love to do that. By the way, go to forgedtruth.com. Great podcast there, and great teaching, and solid as a rock. And it's life-changing. You ought to check it out. If you're a guy, you might want to be a part of one of the many Forge groups that meet in the morning. And you can find out how to do that by going to forgedtruth.com. We love your questions, and we enjoy this time. You can ask a question anytime you want to by going to 1-800-KEY-LIFE and follow instructions. Sometimes we'll put your voice on the air. Or you can send your question to Key Life Network. That's Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email your question to steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, please do. I promise we'll be as faithful with your gift as you were in giving it. We'll squeeze every dime for the glory of God. If you can't, we understand. Say a prayer for this ministry. Pete, why don't you pray for us, and then we'll get to some of these questions.
You got it. Let's pray together. Oh, our great God, what a joy it is to be your children, to come into your presence now just for a couple of minutes and to lift you up. High and holy and lifted up is our great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we praise you for the fact that you are infinite and immortal, that you are spirit, and yet you understand us. You're our creator, our redeemer, our protector, provider. Oh, Lord God, we honor you, and we thank you for such a great salvation that we have in Christ. And Lord, you know us, and you know at the end of this week, we still need you big time. We know you've been in charge all week, and yet this weekend, we need to rest in you, relax in you, and worship in you as well. So we pray for church this weekend. The Lord, help us to get there in person and help our pastors and teachers and priests and leaders, worship directors, all those that will sacrifice to make it possible for us to hear your word, to bring praise and honor and glory to you, and be lifted up in a powerful way in our lives, Lord Jesus. And now we ask during this time of Q&A that you would use it, answer the questions we have, develop our minds and our hearts. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's go to our phone lines.
I have a friend, and she loves the Lord like I do, and she reads her Bible. She feels close to God. The only issue I have with her is she's trying to get off meth, and I'm trying to help her, and she thinks that she's still going to go to heaven, even though she's been saved. Doesn't she really need to be walking in the Lord's steps, God, in order to do that?
I appreciate your concern for your friend. Can we go to heaven and be a sinner? Well, of course. Mm-hmm. I get one of the guys early in my ministry, and I wish I could remember his name. He had a radio show for a long time. He was the manager of a Beatles band at that time and was well known. And he said that he was on drugs when Jesus found him. And he gave a testimony about that time, and he said, the thing I'm so thankful about is they didn't tell me to get off the drugs. They told me to run to Jesus. And he said, I finally got off drugs, but it took almost 2 years. And, yeah, your friend can go to heaven. And as I said, you can't bring your pipe, but you can go to heaven. If you're going to smoke meth, you probably can't do that in heaven. And your friend knows that and has assurance.
Mm-hmm.
There are, every one of us have besetting sins that we struggle with. I mean, every one of us. Eric Guzman, who's still our friend but used to work here on the staff, used to say you hear a lot of fat preachers yelling at gay guys, but very few gay guys yelling at fat preachers. Well, we forget that gluttony's a sin, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're overweight, can you go to heaven? What if you struggle with anger? What if you have a lust problem? What if you, well, he goes on and on. We're getting better, but that's a process, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah, I like the way you put that. And you know, if it sounds like her friend is really trying to get off.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, so it sounds like she's going in the right direction. And that's the goal, right? Jesus progressively changes us. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're his. But the process of sanctification takes a long time, yeah. And some issues are longer than others.
And C.S. Lewis used to talk about conversion being turning around on a road.
Mm.
And depending on where you were on the road when you turned around, what seems pleasing to man and to God, it'll be different for different people.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He said that if, well, I said, taking what Lewis said, that you may, when you become a Christian, be a really angry person,
mm-hmm.
and you smiled at one person that day. Well, God is more pleased with you than with me if I'm a people person and I smiled at a lot of people. So,
yeah.
You know, we're all at different places, and we got to be careful about judging where somebody else is, because some people are straight. You never know when a Christian has sinned. Two things. You don't know how hard they tried not to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know the forces that were arrayed against them that caused them to sin.
That's true. That's true. And with this kind of a physical addiction, it's even harder to get away from. Even, you know, nicotine is very difficult to get away from. Alcohol, yeah, very difficult. I had a friend that I met with recently who, you know, all external stuff aside, looks like this guy's got it together, and yet he struggles with his identity in Christ. And so it's not a physical substance. It's he feels bad about himself, and he knows the gospel. And that's going to take even more time to turn around. So there are spiritual issues as well as some of these chemical or physical issues that we face. Keep fighting and keep walking in the same direction of the Lord.
And those who he chooses will be in heaven.
That's right.
No matter.
That's right. That's right.
All right. This is an email, Pete. What do you think about public confession? I assume this is a confession of sins and not a confession of your faith.
Right. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I love public confession as long as it's yours.
You know, sometimes it's inappropriate, isn't it?
It can be. It can be, depending on where, because it can draw attention to yourself. On the other hand, we just had Nate Larkin, who you know,
I was
Samson.
With him.
Yeah.
Where was I with him?
I don't know. Recently you were.
Yeah, recently I was with him.
Well, because he was down here in Orlando, and we had him speak at Forge, and it was one of our best, you know, best sessions, because his authenticity is grace-based.
It blows you away.
And it really helps a guy say, all right, I got to deal with it too, and I got to face it. So I think it can be very good. And in the right time, right place.
And he does it in a way that's not. I remember one time I used to be on the board of a ministry that deals with sexual brokenness, And Eric Metaxas was the speaker that evening, my friend, and I like him a lot. And Eric, and during the testimony time, a man got up and confessed his sin with his family sitting there.
Mm.
And Eric went, to me later, he was really said that was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And he was probably right.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be careful. We really do. We do. The scripture says, confess your sins to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. It doesn't say confess your sins to the world,
mm-hmm.
or be detailed about your sins, or to bask in your sins, mm-hmm. or to so you don't feel so guilty to tell everybody. Because there's some things that are appropriate, and sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be very careful about it.
I think that's true. Our denomination says public sins need to be repented of publicly.
There you go.
Private sins need to be repented of privately.
That's a good admonishment about dealing with that.
Yeah.
Is there demon possession? This is an email, too. Let's see how much time we have.
Yeah, I think there still is today. And was it C.S. Lewis or G.K. Chesterton who said, of course, there's demon possession and Satan is alive and well? I know because I've done business with him.
Yeah.
You know,
that was probably Chesterton. Lewis in Screwtape Letters said, our dangers, we don't believe at all in Satan.
Right.
And the other is we believe in demons under every bed.
Yeah, and I've been in situations, you probably have too, where we felt just this heavy presence of evil. And
that's true.
It's hard to nail down with an individual except like in the Gospels. You don't see those kinds of situations like the Gadarene demoniac as much, but they're
it
out
exists,
there. It exists. Yeah.
I encountered that in the Philippines. I spoke at an old church up in the mountains, and there was, and the place was absolutely packed. People were standing outside looking away. And I said, man, this is cool. You must be having revival. Pastor said, no, we had some cult people deal with somebody that was demon possessed, and they couldn't fix it. But our elders prayed for him, and he was free.
Wow.
And that caused the whole village to come to our church.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still exists. But greater is he who is in you. And I didn't say this. John said it. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Talking about Satan. Gotta go. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.